This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students across the country in the second episode of the Pariksha Pe Charcha 2026 this morning. The program is scheduled to be telecast at 10 a.m. across multiple platforms. With board exams around the corner, the interaction will focus on addressing exam stress, preparation strategies, time management, and helping students approach tests with confidence. The Prime Minister in a social media post said that this episode will feature exam warriors from Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu, Raipur in Chhattisgarh, Devmogra in Gujarat, and Guwahati in Assam. This episode of the 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha will be telecast on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's YouTube channel, Doordarshan, and the Ministry of Education's social media platforms. The first episode aired on 6th of this month, during which Prime Minister Modi answered questions and interacted warmly with participants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur yesterday. The talks covered political, defence and security cooperation, trade and investment, the digital economy, energy, education, tourism and regional issues. On the second and final day of Prime Minister Modi's visit to Malaysia, the two sides committed to work on 16 agreements and engagements across different sectors, including disaster management, audiovisual co-production, combating and preventing corruption, and semiconductors. The Prime Minister, who was on his third official visit to Malaysia and his first since ties were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership, highlighted that cooperation between India and Malaysia is growing and both sides will deepen collaboration in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, health and food security.
Hum apne yuvaon ke beech university exchange, startup connect aur skill development ke avsar bhi badha rahe hain. हमारे बढ़ते संबंधों को सपोर्ट करने के लिए हम मलेशिया में नया कॉन्सुलेट भी खोलने जा रहे हैं.
Prime Minister Modi also said India remains committed to ASEAN centrality and congratulated Malaysia on its chairmanship of ASEAN. The India-Malaysia joint statement released after the talks reaffirmed the commitment of both sides to further expand the comprehensive strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after concluding his two-day successful visit to Malaysia. India and Canada have agreed to formulate a shared work plan to guide cooperation on national security and law enforcement issues and to enable practical collaboration on respective priorities. The decision was taken during a meeting between National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his Canadian counterpart Natalie Drouin in Ottawa on Saturday. The Ministry of External Affairs yesterday sharing details of the meeting said that the two sides acknowledged the progress on initiatives aimed at supporting the safety and security of the countries and citizens. The Election Commission has clarified that the Permanent Resident Certificate is one of the admissible eligibility documents under the ongoing Special Intensive Revision of Electoral Rolls in West Bengal. In a letter to the West Bengal Chief Electoral Officer, the Commission said that domicile or permanent resident certificates in West Bengal are issued in accordance with a state government letter dated 2nd of November 1999 and subsequent orders issued thereunder. Japan Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's ruling coalition registered landmark victory in the snap parliamentary elections held yesterday, paving the way for promised tax cuts and stronger defence system. According to country's public broadcaster, the coalition led by Ms. Takaichi's Liberal Democrat Party, LDP, has won 352 of 465 seats in Japan's House of Representatives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi for her victory in the elections to the House of Representatives. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the special strategic and global partnership between the two countries plays a vital role in enhancing global peace, stability and prosperity. In Bangladesh, a total of 2,034 candidates, including 275 independents, are contesting the 13th Jatiya Sangsad election and referendum scheduled for 12th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.